chapter 12, verse 13 says, "So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, 'Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel.'" Happy Palm Sunday 2021. Welcome to Sunday worship. It is so good to see you, friend. I hope you're having a great weekend. Yeah, here we are, this 28th day of March. I am Joey Kroll, and I have the great joy of sitting behind this microphone every Sunday for this program called Sunday Worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We do more than just hit play on a CD player, that is for sure. Hey, let's start things off here today with Phillips, Craig, and Dean. You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Stand before the throne with the witnesses who have gone before. We will rise and all applaud, singing blessing and honor, glory and power forever to our God. Singing blessing and honor. Trumpets will call, and the world will fall to its knees as we go home, singing blessing and honor, glory and power forever to our God. Singing blessing and honor, glory and power forever to our God. Singing blessing. Up to his side, and forever we will be his. Singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God. Singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God. Singing blessing and honor and glory.
man was driving his pickup truck down a country road, and he saw a woman carrying a heavy load of groceries. So he stopped and offered her a lift, and the woman expressed her gratitude and climbed into the back of the truck. And a moment later, he noticed a strange thing. The woman was still holding on to her heavy groceries despite sitting in the vehicle. He says, "Madam, please put your load down and take a rest. My truck can carry you and your stuff. Just relax." Fred, what do we do with the load of fear, worry, and anxiety that we often carry through life and challenges? Instead of relaxing in the Lord, we sometimes behave like that woman. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 5:7, "Cast all of your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." Friend, instead of carrying the burdens that weigh us down and weary us, we can give them to the Lord and let him carry them.
He knows.
Well, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Corrie ten Boom said one time, there is no panic in heaven. God has no problems, only plans.
Though the darkness hides me.
That's right. We are lifting up Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. A couple of years ago, back in 2015, an international research company stated that there were, at that time, 245 million surveillance cameras installed worldwide. And the number grows about 15% every year. And in addition to that, multiplied millions of people with smartphones who capture daily images and videos ranging from birthday parties to bank robberies. Rather, we applaud the increased security, or we denounce the diminished privacy. We live in a global cameras everywhere society. And in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, it says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight." Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. We have a God who sees. Friend, He sees your brokenness. He sees your pain. He sees your trouble. He sees that you are down in the valley. We have a God who sees, but we also have a God who understands. No part of our lives is hidden from God's grace and His power. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Be sure to tune in next weekend for the Resurrection Sunday special.
Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
We do.
Is all creation groaning?
It is.
Is a new creation coming?
It is.
Is the glory of the Lord to be light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave. He is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? And is Jesus our Messiah?